We ended off yesterday talking about the question of where do we know Shava Kesef Kekesef from? And we saw that it's a debate among the Rishonim that some attach it to a pasuk, or maybe more than one pasuk. Right, in Tosfos it really comes out that it's really, to say it a little more fully than we said yesterday, it's really two pasukim. Right? It's really Eved Ivri and Zikin are both in Tosfos. The assumption is that normally when a din is conveyed in two pasukim, that's actually worse than one, right? Because that's Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin, so you normally take that as a sign that it's limited to those two and not extended to other things that would reach the levels of like the temperature in this room. Would be in contrast to that more restrained. But here, Tosfos goes into a whole discussion to explain that there's a reason why we need both, but still once you have the two together, then they're not creating that message, but they can be a limit for other things. But we also find that other Rishonim say, no, that it's a Svara. And we discussed yesterday how the Rav said, you know, why shouldn't the whole thing be a Svara? In other contexts, it seems like it's a pretty straight Svara. We gave the example of Gneva and Kefel. It's pretty clearly assumed that if you steal from somebody an item, that you'd have to pay Kefel, and we'd say, Shav Kesef Kesef. We would say that you're not only Chayv and Kefel if you steal money. And yet, there we have a Shavakruta standard, here we have a Shavakruta standard. So what's the difference? So the distinction was brought up between Kesef and Mammon. Right? That Mammon is monetary value. And there it's clear that Shavak Kesef is Kesef. While when it comes to Kesef, Kesef maybe is specific. Maybe Kesef means money. And that doesn't necessarily include anything that has the same value as money. So that requires us to perhaps at least talk about having sources. So what I'm going to try to do now, because of our tremendous time limitation, is I'm going to call some issues to your attention, and then tomorrow we'll have the opportunity to flesh them out a little bit more. So, and maybe I'll throw in a few extra sources that will highlight some of these points. So one question you could ask is, so if there is the assumption that you need a source based on this Kesef Mammon distinction, so then what do you do about the fact that Tosfos still says you need a source, while other Rishonim say the source is a Svara, essentially you don't need a source, it basically is self-evident. So then, let me ask you these questions, basically some questions to prepare us for taking this further tomorrow. So, is there a machlokis in the Rishonim as to what is going on here? Are we dealing with Kesef or are we dealing with Mammon? In other words, we say Haisha nitnes for Kesef. Maybe the question is it Kesef a specific definition of Kesef? Or is that a way of saying monetary value? And monetary value is far as the Kesef for Kesef. That's question one to think about. Question two to think about. If that is the question, does this correlate to our Sma and Taz that we talked about in the introduction? Right, if you recall, just to quickly recap that machlokas, that the Sma says that a Kenyan Kesef in general is about a down payment or a complete payment in the case where it's a very cheap item. While the Taz disagreed, and the Taz says, no, it can't be a down payment, because Kesef is used as a Kenyan Kedushin. And there, clearly, it doesn't correlate to any monetary value, Yikari Hidukninim. So, therefore, it's more of a symbolic Kenyan and doesn't have any connection to any monetary value. So, is there a correlation here? Is there room to say that the Rishonim here about Shava Kesef to Kesef are evoking this issue? That's another question to think about. Third question to think about, and this I'll give you some sources to add to the list to look at tomorrow, is there possibly a machlokes as to what even Kesef means in the Mishnah? Before we get to Shavu Kesef, just what is the definition of a coin, halachically here? When the Mishnah talks ideally about it, kesef, what is the significance of that? How do you understand that? So that's going to also turn out to be a machlokas rishonim, and that's something that we'll talk about. Also, you noted that Tosfos evokes a Gemara which was on the Makaros, the Gemara about Pidgin Aben. Right, so what do you see from that Gemara about Pidgin Aben? How is that possibly relevant here? So what's the case? Right, the case is Rav Kahana was performing a Pidgin Aben, and he was given a scarf. So he took the scarf as money for Pidgin Aben. So what did that tell us? So it seems to tell us Shove Kesef Kesef, but he's not taking cash. But the truth is, and this is important to note, and this might be relevant here as well, is that there's a bigger chiddush in that Gemara, because it's not just that he took a commodity. And what else did he say about that? Jacob? Oh, so that's a crucial point. Right? It's not that they went to the store and they took a 5 shloim scarf and made sure it was the proper value. He said, I'm cold. I like walking around in scarves like this. So, didi shove, I place that value upon it for my subjective appreciation. So what does that say? Hi.
Was the fact that he was a gavarava, did that have anything else? Did that add anything other than the fact that he wore something on his head all the time? Or was there a significance in saying he was a gavarava?
That's also a fair question to add to the mix. For now, not necessarily, but it's also... It's also, I don't know if you're aware, there's also a discussion in Tosfos whether he actually was a Kohen. Even though you think that there's two major clues that he's a Kohen, because A, his name is Kohen, and B, he's doing Pidgin Aben. So you think if you met somebody today named Kohen who was doing Pidgin Aben, you think, those are two pretty solid clues. But apparently it's not so much based on other Gemaras. And that's also a discussion. So those are some questions we're going to have to consider for tomorrow. So give those questions some thought. That hopefully should be a productive Seder guided by that. And I'll just also, in light of what we said so far, I will guide your thinking a little further by quoting a formulation that's in the Sam Derech. The Sam Derech is a Sefer that we mentioned the other day, Rav Simchas Lebroi, the Rashid of Chevron. So he noted that it emerges that there's two dinim of Shove Kesef Kesef. There is the obvious Shove Kesef Kesef, which doesn't need any source. It's clear, that just makes logical sense that Shove Kesef is Kesef. And there is the din Shove Kesef is Kesef. And that seems to require a source, and maybe that has different parameters to it. I'll ask you one more question before letting you go. I'm getting you on both ends, keeping you waiting and keeping you over time, so let's go for a second. But we say that, for example, the Rashba says Shove Kesef Kesef is a Svara, so he fleshes out that Svara a little bit, right? How does he flesh out that Svara? Yeah, so why? Oh, so that's the bottom line, Malizah, Malizah. But because, since the two of them are agreeing, which is not the only svara you could come up with, right? And that has a chiddush also. So you might say that that means a couple things. It's the idea that because it's mutual, that therefore Shove Kesef clearly should work. So does that mean to tell you the only the source for non-mutual situations? Is that the point? Or is the point that the very mutuality shows you something about the nature of the svar? The fact that the two people are agreeing together, maybe that shows you something about why Shove Kesef is Kesef. So, God willing, hopefully all those points we will tie up tomorrow and deal with. So, hopefully those will help you for Seder. And again, my apologies for today's